all that thick red hair, and his gut tightened. A man, who must have been in his early 30s, walked from behind the stage as if waiting for Rose. He sauntered until he stood behind her. He paused, staring at her backside as she bent and picked up the duffel bag. Justice scowled. The way the man stared at Rose was nothing short of lewd. It made Justice want to slam his fist into the man's jaw. The man grinned, reached his hand under Rose's short skirt, and grabbed her ass. Rose's back went ramrod straight, and she dropped the bag. Heat slammed into Justice. His scalp prickled. He didn't tolerate anyone treating a lady with anything less than respect. He ground his teeth as he started toward Rose and the man. Son of a bitch. The redhead turned to face the man and smiled. It wasn't meant to be pleasant. It was a smile that would likely scare the shit out of most men. She shot out her hand, and in one smooth move she grabbed the man's index finger and drove him to his knees so fast that Justice stopped in his tracks. The asshole let out a screech of pain. "Touch me again," Rose said with an Irish accent, "and I will break your finger right before I make it quite impossible for you to ever father a child." The man glared up at her. "Let go, bitch. I do believe you've got a death wish," she said before twisting his finger harder. He cried out again before she released him. "Fuck you," he growled as he held his hand to his chest. "Not on your life." Rose waved him away like a witch dismissing a demon spirit. "Begone." Justice grinned as the idiot fled. Even then, Justice fought the urge to follow him and kick his ass. The man tossed an angry look over his shoulder, and then he was gone, lost in the crowd around them. So much for the Christmas spirit. The young girl darted past Justice before he could reach Rose. Sophie carried the now closed wooden box as she ran to the woman's side. Rose's expression shifted from pissed to pleasant as she greeted the girl with a smile. "Mama, I like this Prescott town." She looked up at her mother as she held up the box. "The people are very generous here." "That's wonderful, Sophie." Rose's words now had a softer lilt to them as she handed the girl a jacket. "Get this on before you catch your death fit. Time for us both to go back to our booth and take care of business." Sophie set the box down and tugged on her jacket. She had a sprinkling of freckles across her small nose and delicate features. The girl would be as beautiful as her mother one day. She glanced at Justice, who had stopped just feet away. The girl nodded in his direction. "That nice man put 20 in." Rose turned her head and her gaze met Justice's. She looked at him for a few heartbeats before saying, "That was kind of you." "Well, you're both very gifted." Justice tried to come up with something that didn't sound lame. "I'm impressed with your talent."
"Thank you."
The wariness in her gaze told him something concerned her. Maybe she thought he was some kind of stalker. Shit. How the hell was he supposed to do more than get a thank you out of the woman if she was resistant to even a little conversation? "Nice to meet you, ma'am." He touched the brim of his Stetson. "I'm Justice McBride." He reached out a hand. "I heard the MC call you Rose."
"Mama's real name is Fiona."
Sophie started, then stopped and clapped her hand over mouth when her mother shot her a look. Sophie winced, like she knew she'd just blown it. She lowered her hand and mouthed sorry to Fiona. He held back a grin. Fiona suited her much better than Rose.
"Call me Rose."
Fiona took his hand. Her expression was reluctant, but her grip was firm.
"A pleasure, Mr. McBride."
He liked the sound of her voice and the feel of her soft hand in his that warmed him through.